Kay Bayon, ha?
Okay, 926. Good morning, Inquirer,
with Den Macaranas and Ira Panganiban.
Good morning to you, Attorney RG Guevara. Welcome to Inquirer Radio.
Yes, good morning, Ira, and I guess this is Den, no?
Yes.
It's Den.
Oh. Kumusta po?
You sound different if you speak with
the tongue. Sige na, yari na masyado.
Yari na naman ako. Sayo, ikaw talaga, RG.
Oy, sabi mo hindi ka imbitahan, Attorney RG.
Inimbitan. I was just invited through text.
Mm-hmm. Through text?
By way of fax. Okay. Yeah, by way of fax.
Uh-huh.
Nung last Monday. Mm-hmm. And I'm in fact on my way to the Senate. Navigating through the unnavigable traffic.
Okay. Kala ko navigating the tuwid na daan eh.
Mm. Hindi naman.
Mm-hmm.
Wala na. Hindi. According to Senator Revilla, ganyan ba ang tuwid na daan? Eh, ang EDSA pala, hindi pala tuwid.
Mm. Hindi, circular.
So,
circular yun, Aji.
Circular ba yun? Paikot-ikot lang.
Oh.
Yes. Bulahan.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Justice Secretary Laila De Lima, bilib na bilib siya kay Manong Jess Aranza. Sabi niya talagang, yeah. Well, iisa nga, David Tan and David Pangayan.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm convinced also. Because Mr. Jess Aranza, when we guested together in a rival radio program,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Showed to me documents of a certain David Tan and David Pangayan,
mm-hmm.
who filed the libel case against him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a documented case already. So I think that David Tan is also Davidson Pangayan.
Okay.
But then again, I think the threshold question here is, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean that if Davidson Tan and Davidson Pangayan and Davidson Tan is are one and the same person.
Yes.
That we will have cheaper rice.
Mm-hmm.
That there will be no more corruption.
What are they doing about it? Ika nga.
Okay. What now? Sabi ka ngayon. Yeah.
Questions that are that need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I find it strange. Okay. Well, they're conducting the Senate inquiry, no? In fairness, they're not only conducting the Senate inquiry just because of on the issue of David.
Okay.
David Tan is just one of the subject matters of the Senate inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
But this preoccupation with David Tan diverts our attention on the more pressing issue of spiraling prices of rice and also the rampant smuggling of rice.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two issues that better be addressed.
Okay.
Because,
uh-huh. Oops. Okay. Attorney RG, hello? Putol.
Wala.
Establish natin yung line.
Oo, please.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but that's true, ah. That's true.
Hindi, tatanong ko sa kanya yung connection between the, well, na-establish na nga yung David Tan, or kung siya na nga yun, Bangayan. Oh, okay, so oh. Be it. Itatanong ko sa kanya, it's the connection between the NFA and yung sinasabi niyang cartel group from Vietnam. Man. Whereas, Attorney RG Guevara, according to him, he has this proof that indeed, NFA officials mismo ha, yung chairman ng NFA, DA, may connivance regarding to sa over, what do you call that?
Overpricing
and export, yung number ng supposedly i-import nating rice from Vietnam. Okay, I don't know kung if we're gonna talk about that in the Senate later on, kung papangalanan niya yung certain DR, ano, what do you call that? Body R? Oh, who is according to Guevara is, you know, Badiroa pala.
Badiroa, Roa.
And some of the names behind the NFA. Kasi may mga documents daw siyang hawak regarding uh-huh. that thing. Okay. Establish lang ho natin yung line. Okay, Attorney RG.
Yes. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, you're back.
He's back.
Ibibigay mo ba yung details din regarding that NFA Vietnam connection, Vietnamese group connection, yung sinasabi mo before na nag-over-import tayo ng rice?
Yes. Well, it's not over importation. It's actually overpriced.
Overpricing. Okay.
This has everything to do with corruption and how our agricultural agriculture officials make a killing, so to speak, out of importation of rice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably I can provide inputs also on public sector monopolization of rice importation.
Mm-hmm.
And why, since 2012, any form of monopolization is automatically qualifies as plunder.
Okay. Do you have any idea, Body R? Body Roa?
Well, I already mentioned his name. His name is...
Body R.
It's Alfredo Roa.
Alfredo Roa.
Business,
uh-huh.
Inland Corporation, and he's a denizen of Ayala Labang. I it is my contention that he was a facilitator in this.
Mm. Okay.
This body apparently is an affable person. Based on my the information that has come to me, no, he to import rice during the time of the first gentleman, the first struggle in customs and control of they say rice importation in the country, but he was actually victimized by that, and I think under the new dispensation, he was able to angle some concessions regarding getting allocation or import permits from the agriculture department.
Okay.
He's actually a very good friend. He walks with a limp, and he's very good friend. One of the senators right now, because he actually he was in a plane crash with his senator.
Okay. Sige. Okay, let's see. 10 a.m. Abangan natin, Attorney RJ.
Well, I hope that I'd be able to make it, no? So, let's just what happens in the Senate. I believe, based on rates that David Tan already admitted that he's also Davidson Bangayan.
Yes.
So, I guess with that out of the way, the Senate should proceed to the more substantial issue of food rice efficiency and rice smuggling as corruption in the department and the
Okay. Thank you, Attorney RG.
Thank you very much, Ben and Ira.
Thank you very much, RG. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, that is Attorney RG Guevara. Okay.
Tama naman siya. If you found who
baba
na-prove na eh. Di ba? May mga documents. So yes. The next question na, tama si Attorney RJ.